is to go that far, and also to put their hands in your pants to check your waistband.
So this
is what's official policy. All travelers haven't necessarily received the same pat-down just because the TSA screeners hate doing it. So a lot of times the TSA screener will take it a little easier.
So what about the people who don't want to be, you know, groped in their genitalia, but then they also don't want to be microwaved? I mean, it's like if you opt out of the body scanner machines, then you're subject to being molested.
Sure, we colloquially call that the double opt-out, which I've done many times. Basically, if you go to an airport, you can try and get yourself towards a metal detector rather than a body scanner, just because there's only several hundred metal body scanners now. So there's usually a metal detector line open. It doesn't always work, and on three different occasions, I've told them that they can't scan or touch me, and they've ejected me from the airport. One of those times, they actually detained me for an hour before letting me leave.
Do you think that this is just a dehumanizing method? It just seems like, you know, the TSA is so inept. It's not the people's fault. It's just the training mechanisms. And, of course, these body scanners don't do anything, as you've proven. So why this dehumanization? First the shoes, now, you know, touching of your genitals. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. And on one hand, you have to kind of feel bad for these TSA screeners. Before 2010, the complaints they'd get was, why do I have to take off my shoes? Or why can't I bring this water bottle through? And afterwards, it's, why are you molesting my child? So these screeners have a pretty rough job. And on the other hand, you can't really feel bad for them because they're continuing this employment. You know, what's the solution? It's a policy change. The policies come down from above, and these screeners have no ability to use any kind of common sense. If they use their common sense, they're disciplined for it.
They also aren't given background checks. And I know that you've called to abolish the TSA, but to wrap up the segment really quickly, what do you think about the TSA expanding to checkpoints and bus depots, train stations across the country?
Yeah, I actually saw my first Viper team about a month ago at a music festival, of all places, in Detroit. These Viper teams are coming around to all modes of transportation. So if you think you can avoid the TSA touching you just by avoiding airports, you should probably react now before they end up in your bus station, train station, subways, all over.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on. That was Jonathan Corbett, president of 410 Technologies. All right, well, that's going to do it for this week, but you're not going to want to miss what we have next week. We've got a lot in store for you. First up, President Obama's health care reform law just might be on its deathbed. The fate of tens of millions of Americans comes down to the decision of 9 people. Next week, the justices of the Supreme Court are expected to take on the Affordable Care Act and determine once and for all if this piece of legislation is unconstitutional or not. There's a lot on the line, both politically for President Obama, as well as personally for the uninsured Americans. Next week, we'll tell you what comes out of the case and what it means for you. And speaking of your personal health, in the battle for hearts and tummies, there can only be one winner. And the biotech giant Monsanto has a big lead, but a shady history. From mass-producing Agent Orange to genetically modifying your food, this is one company with a toxic legacy. We'll tell you what's really on your dinner plate. And last but not least, it's summertime, and for that, it means taking the first plane, train, or bus out of town for a little R&R. With a struggling economy, sometimes that's easier said than done, and people are being forced to put vacations on the back burner to make ends meet. But if you're young, good-looking, and single, and a travel aficionado, there's another way to get that dream vacation you've always wanted. The website's called MissTravel.com. It allows women to advertise themselves to wealthy men looking for a travel partner. Next week, we'll tell you all about this tour du jour. And if you missed part of the show or any news show from today, you're in luck. We post our interviews in full online for your viewing pleasure. Just go to youtube.com/RTAmerica, and you can click, comment, and post. Or check out our website, rt.com/USA. We always want to hear from you, so leave us your feedback, story suggestions, and we're always listening. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Abby Martin. Have a great night.
What drives the world?
The fear-mongering used by politicians.
Who makes decisions?
Considerable breakthrough has already been made.
Who can you trust?
No one who is imbued with a global missionary zeal.
Where are we heading?